We were recently asked about the kashrut and the issues regarding canned tuna fish, which we discussed yesterday in Halakha Yomit. There is just another aspect of it that we'd like to discuss today before we put this fish story to rest. Incidentally, it should be pointed out that tuna fish is not a modern food. Obviously, the tuna has been around in the oceans for ages. Rashi, in his commentary to Masechet Megillah, Davav, in the Gemara, uses the word tarit, which is a type of fish. Rashi says in Lahaz they call it tunina. So you see clearly that was the tuna fish that they used to eat already in the times of the Gemara. It doesn't say they had mayonnaise and all the other condiments with it, but they seems they did eat tuna fish. In any event, one thing they didn't have in the olden days is the issue of dairy tuna fish. Now let's discuss dairy tuna fish, what makes it dairy, why do the companies do it, and what's the halachic status. The can of tuna fish, it tells you exactly the weight. Now that weight is the tuna fish after the water is drained. So it's beneficial to the company to try to keep as much water in the tuna fish after you drain it in order to keep the weight high but less tuna content. So they figured out a patent, the companies, to put a protein in the brine which keeps the water connected to the tuna fish after draining. Now that protein can be soy, which is not a problem, but in many cases can be dairy. And the companies were making it as if it was a taste enhancer. Now, of course, they're not going to expose their real intentions. But after many regulations of truth in marketing and things like that, they weren't able to hide their sinister motives. In any event, most companies today do not use this dairy protein in the brine. But the ones that do usually have a marking of dairy on the tuna fish can. Now, the inherent problems are Halav Yisrael issues, because this dairy protein, in most cases, is not coming from Halav Yisrael milk. And the issues also are for Sephardim that are careful in fish and milk issues. As we said in the previous Halakha Yomit, Sephardim, based on the rulings of Rachab Ovadia and the Bet Yosef, of course, are stringent not to eat fish and milk together. So dairy tuna fish would be a problem regarding that. So therefore, one should be careful. Like I said, most of the tuna fish today is either soy or they don't even use that protein anymore at all. But if you still see one of the old cans hanging around with an OUD label on it, so for Sephardim, they should refrain from eating it, and certainly Halav Yisrael and hearers should also refrain from it. But like I said today, most of the tuna fish is pav and does not have a dairy protein in its brine.